This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. No time for chitter chatter or jibber jabber. Got to hand things over to Mike Ross to take part in the weekly news quiz.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Brown is here. Karen McGee is here. Mark Phoenix is here. Welcome, everybody. How are you guys doing? Good. Okay. The rules. You know them? Perfect. You've played this game before. Three questions. We've got three questions per round, two rounds of questioning. Each question comes with some multiple choice options. If our contestants can answer the question correctly without hearing that multiple or those multiple choice options, they'll get 2 points. If they need to hear the options and they get it right, they get 1 point. If they get it wrong, we keep going until the point is awarded. And now that we're clear on the rules, let us begin. Dave Brown, question number one is for you.
Whoop, whoop.
A landslide on the Italian coast near Genoa caused the collapse of what particular piece of property into the sea?
I will take the options, please.
Your options are a dam, a radio station, or a cemetery.
We were just talking about dam destruction in the first hour of the show, but I'm going to go with cemetery.
You go right. 1 point for Dave Brown. 200 coffins estimated to have fallen from the cemetery built more than 100 years ago along the side of an area, a rocky area, seaside cliffs. So, Karen McGee, hello. Question number two is for you. Do we have Karen?
Do we have any contestants?
Do we have Mark Phoenix?
Am I going to win by default?
All right, Dave Brown.
there's Mark laughing. Okay, we're good.
Do we have Karen McGee?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we got you. Okay, here we go, Karen. Riots at multiple prisons as a result of fights between rival gangs left inmates, 80 of them, dead last week in which country?
I'll take the choices, please.
Your options are Honduras, Ecuador, or Afghanistan.
Ecuador.
You got it. Fighting through it and getting the point. Love it. 1-1, Karen McGee and Dave Brown. So Mark Phoenix, your opportunity to get on the board here. It was a tough week for Mark Mashin, the chief of the chief executive of the Canadian Pension Plan Investments, as he announced his resignation as chief of the CPP Investments. Why? Why did he resign?
Because he left the country during the COVID-19 pandemic for a vacation.
Close.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you 1 point on that one, Mark, because the other half of that story, which is really important, is that he got a vaccination while he was on that vacation. So I'm going to give you 1 point. You get 1 point out of it. So we're all tied up at 1 point apiece after round number one. Karen McGee, round number two kicks off with you. Liberal cabinet minister Jean-Yves Duclos announced he was stepping aside from his post last week due to illness. What cabinet portfolio did he hold?
I'll take the choices, please.
Your options are President of the Queen's Privy Council for Canada, Associate Minister of National Defense, or President of the Treasury Board.
C?
You got it.
Nice.
Another point for you. Feeling persistent chest pains for days, he went to see a doctor who told him he had a pulmonary embolism. He says he's feeling much better with continued rest, but Joyce Murray, Minister of Digital Government, will take over his cabinet post. Mark Phoenix, Tiger Woods, who survived a serious car crash last week, has won 15 major men's golf tournaments, second all-time to only one golfer who won 18. Who is that golfer?
I could probably guess this one, but I think I better take the options on this.
Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, or Arnold Palmer?
Well, there's two of my guesses in there, so I'm going to go with Arnold Palmer.
Incorrect.
Woo!
Dave Brown.
Jack Nicklaus.
It is Jack Nicklaus. All right, Dave Brown, 2 points for you. You can win it on this last question.
Yeah.
Last month, the Quebec Regional Municipality of Mingani and the Innu Council of Equanichit adopted and granted this river personhood status.
Oh my gosh, Michelle.
What river is it?
Michelle McQuigg sent me this story on Sunday. I need the options, please. Oh, I should have read the story more closely.
Your options are Natashquan River, Magpie River, or L'Abbé Huard River.
I believe it was the Magpie River.
You are the winner, Dave Brown. Dave Brown is our winner.
Yeah.
Squeaking it out 3-2 over Karen McGee on that one. Dave Mark with one. Congratulations on the victory, sir.
As a part of my winnings, I would like to send Karen McGee some nice green tea with honey in it. Karen, thank you. Thank you for muscling through, Karen. I'm so sorry to hear that you're having some Dave Brown-esque struggles today.
It's that time of year. I always lose my voice this time of year.
Yeah, I know. It's just from yelling at the Ottawa Senators. We get it.
Cheering for them lately, Dave. Cheering.
And cheering for the Oilers the other night.
Didn't work out too well.
Not a lot of things to cheer for. Well, Mike, that was some serious rapid-fire action there. We put you on the clock, and you sprinted through it.
Thank you very much. Well, I deal with great contestants. What can I tell you?
What can I say? Everybody understands. Mark, what's going on with you, man?
You know, the usual garbage. Can't complain too much.
Same old. I was talking about yesterday with our colleague Simon Cupid, because obviously you do a lot of great work with the voiceovers for the DV department, Describe Video department, and we were talking about how good you were with Simon yesterday.
You.
She was in the office. It was very exciting.
It's always entertaining to do those, and sometimes I even get to bring in a ringer when they need a second voice. My brilliant and talented wife, Deborah.
Oh, look at you trying to compete with Mike Ross for the title of a best husband on the show.
Get off my lawn, Phoenix. Get off my lawn.
Nah, it's my lawn now.
I am the captain now. Mark, thank you. Karen, thank you. Take care of those pipes. Mike, thank you for being an excellent quizmaster.
Thanks, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.